This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Hospitals in rural America are in crisis. In recent years, dozens have closed and many more are on the brink. Many of those closures happened in the South, including states with high poverty and those that did not expand Medicaid. Now, as Congress looks to replace Obamacare, rural hospitals are worried about keeping their doors open. Ellie Yu of WABE takes us inside one of them in Georgia.
Nurses are treating a man at the emergency room at Irwin County Hospital in South Georgia. He suffered a possible stroke.
Our ER is not very large. It's only four exam rooms, cardiac room and trauma room.
Nurse Jason Baxley says though it's not large, they stay busy treating patients. By around noon, they've seen a handful, including a couple of people with broken bones.
We see on average some days that are slow, 7-8 patients to 12 or 13 patients per shift. So, and we treat anything from common colds to cardiac arrest.
Irwin County, which the hospital serves, has a population of about 9,000. But the ability of this 34-bed hospital to keep treating patients in the long term worries Clay Jones. He helps manage the hospital.
If we're not here, people die. And that's something that we live with every day.
The hospital has been in debt. It recently had to lay off about 20 staff members. One reason, Jones says, a lot of patients don't have insurance or are underinsured.
So our emergency room doesn't make money.
The Affordable Care Act was supposed to help with that by insuring more people. But Georgia and 18 other states did not expand Medicaid coverage. In the meantime, the federal government has been paying less to hospitals. Rural patients are also often older or sicker, says Maggie Elawani with the National Rural Health Association. She hopes Congress will step in, specifically for rural hospitals.
So if the hospital closes, the physicians leave, soon the nurses leave, the nurse practitioners, the physician assistants leaves, we're actually seeing these health care deserts forming across the country.
As Congress looks to replace the ACA, Elawani says she wants health care to work for rural America. One way to do that, she says, is to make sure people still have a hospital to go to that's not far from where they live. In Ocilla, Georgia, I'm Ellie Yu for Marketplace.